five lines from the bottom. So we continue going from mitzvah to mitzvah. Basically, most of the Yevamis is all about just the mitzvah of Yibum. And these plot go from mitzvah to mitzvah. We already forgot that we're in the middle of a Seder Chalais, I say. Gemara will come back to it. But in talking about a Seder Chalais, I say we jump from one mitzvah to another. So today we're going to deal with the mitzvah of Meir HaMikdash. How does it come in? The Gemara says, "Ashev Saisei Tishmar Mekdashi Tiro." Lamali Mi Bayle Kedetanya. Another brayso. Yachli Yisyarei Adam Mi Mekdash. I would think that the Guf HaBeis HaMikdash itself is worthy of Yira. Tavad Laime Ashev Saisei Tishmar Uves Mekdashi Tiro. Nemra Shmira B'Shabbes. Shabbos doesn't say Meira. It says Shmira. The Nemra Meira B'Mikdash. So, interesting drasha. Mashmi raha mura b'shabbos. Loi mishabbos ata misyare. We stick in Meira. Just like when it says you keep Shabbos. I guess the Gemara means that anybody who keeps a mitzvah, it comes at least partially from Yira. So loi mishabbos ata misyare mishahizra ala Shabbos. We keep Shabbos because of Yiras Hashem. Af Meira Hamura b'Migdash, Loi b'Migdash ata misyare, Ela mimisha hizra ala migdash. So the same thing. Don't think that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants that there should be Yira of the Migdash itself, of the Beis HaMikdash itself. No. Mimisha hizra ala migdash. When you're bowing to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not bowing to the Beis HaMikdash, you're bowing to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ve'ezu hi Meira migdash. And what is considered Meir HaMikdash? Lo yikanes adam b'harabayis b'maklai b'minolai b'pundasai. It's also to go into the harabayis with your stick, the walking stick, with your shoes on, b'pundasai with your money belt, b'avak shal gabe raglav, with dirty feet. For lo yisaenu kapandria, and you're not going to make it a shortcut for rikika makavachaimer. And certainly rikika is aser. It's even a davamos. It's worse than the other things. Makavachaimer. So the Gemara here says a chiddush. These dinim, which are naik today, as I'll say in a second, apply not only to the azara but to the harabayis itself. That's the chiddush. That's just derech agav here in the brayso. Right, the Beis HaMikdash, there are two parts to the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Harabayis, which is a very large area. The area, the whole area behind the Kaisel is the Harabayis. And then within the Harabayis, there were the Azarais. There was the enclosed area that contained the different Azarais. There's the Snashim, there's the Yisrael, there's the Kainim, the different areas. Now, Mikdashi usually doesn't refer to the Harabayis. Mikdash usually refers to the Makam HaZara. The Gemara here says a chiddush that these dinim apply to the whole Harabayis. That means if somebody wants to go behind the Kaisel, today there's a mistake. People assume that a Tomei Mace is not allowed to go behind the Kaisel. It's not true. A Tomei Mace is only also b'machne Shechina. In the Azara, the Harabayis is considered Machta Levia. Machta Levia, Tomei Mace is permitted to go. A Nida or a Zav is not allowed to go. So a person has to be Tar from the Tumas Haguf. A Bizman Hazeh can become Tar. A Nida and goes to the Mikvah and she's is Nida. Or a Zav needs Mayim Chaim and he becomes Tar. So you're allowed to go on the Harabayis, just not in the Mokam Azara. From what? Tumas Keri, not into anything at Tumas Yaitse Magufa, you're not allowed to go, so you go to Mikvah. But then you'd be allowed to. Now, we're not sure where on the other side of the Harabayis the Azara was precisely. And we stay away from the whole Harabayis. But technically, if somebody went to the Mikvah and wanted to go to Harabayis, he could go. Provided that he leaves behind his, all right, people don't have walking sticks today, but shoes. The pundasai, he has to leave his money belt behind. There's a Taisus and Psachim and Azayin who says Pash Pshat is you can only go with money in the Harabayas. But Taisus there says that you're not allowed to go with money open. In your pocket you're allowed to have. But a money belt or something or a purse would be Asr. So this is the din of Meir Migdash, which applies, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Bizman Hazeh. An interesting Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch is Mesupik if you're allowed to wear sneakers. If you're allowed to wear, there's a Taisis later in this Masechta that says you're allowed to wrap your feet in begadin, in cloth. But sneakers, the Mechasidach Mesupik, he says, on Yom Kippur you now go with shoes because of comfort. So the Issa was on leather. But here it's Atkovid. Atkovid, going in sneakers is not more covered than going with shoes. So it's Mestava that it would be awesome. What? That's more covered to wear sandals. Alright. But at any rate, this is the din of Meir Migdash.
Soldiers could go up there then?
What?
Soldiers could go up there? I mean, Shmir.
Well, soldiers go. I assume the soldiers go, they hold Pikuch Nefashis if soldiers didn't go there. But it's known that Shlomo Goren wanted to make a shul there. And he argued that no matter what, there's always 11 amis from the Kaisel to enter the closest place of the Azar. So he wanted to make a shul in those 11 amis. So why it didn't happen, I don't know. He was a very determined individual. When he wanted something, he usually did it. And maybe it was for political reasons that it wasn't done. Or maybe they couldn't get a minion, I don't know. But the halacha is, you're allowed to go on the Harabayis, provided that you're mekayim the dinei Meir Migdash, and that a person goes to the mikveh. Now going, a man is used to just jumping in a mikveh. If a man has to do a deraisa dikka tefillah, he needs chafifa and iyun, all the requirements. You just go to a mikveh. You need chafifa. You need to check the whole body and whatever the halachas are of tefillah. But you're allowed to go. Alts Tumah, you're allowed to go, and Alts Meir Migdash, you have to keep these conditions. Obviously, if we're going to let people go, people are going to go who don't keep to these conditions. So it's not a good idea to do it. Because if you're going to open it up that people could go, so you see who comes to the Kaisel. I remember the first time I was at the Kaisel, and I was 15 years old in 72, so a Friar American asked me if he could put on my tefillin. I just finished davening, so I felt very good, you know, it's like Kiru, you know. I gave him the tefillin, I showed him how to put it on. He put it on, took a picture, he took it off. He didn't want to say Shema, you know. So I did the picture. So imagine if you go to the other side of the Kaisel, you know. It's gonna... Why B'maklai B'nalai B'pundisai apply only the Harabayis and Kapandria is in the Shul too? It's a good question. I'm not sure. I guess Kapandria is considered more of a bezayin than the other things. The Kika, it says also in the shul, not to spit, but it's taka true. I don't know. I guess you can't tell people not to bring money into shul because they need money in the shul. They bought with tokens. They used to buy tokens. Morris says they used to buy a token for a, let's say for a bird or for an animal for menachas. I mean the shayfers that they had. Shayfers, the pushkas were called shayfers. Yiral shayfers. I don't know. Maybe it was either it was outside the harabayis or it was. It's not like Taisus. Maybe Taisus means as a raya. Taisus satan. I think on Dav Zayin.
What? He had to take it out of his pocket, put it into the
bush. Maybe that's not considered a bazaar to take what you put in. I don't know. It said they had shayfers that people would put in money. I don't know. Let's just see. So what does the Gemara say? So first the Gemara says, now here we learn this out of the fact that the Meira is Meira Shemaim and not Meira Migdash. How exactly this follows, I'm not sure. But the Gemara goes on. This man, Shem, basically, there's Kay Minai in Tamalay, Bishop Say, Tishmaru, Migdashi Tiro, Mashmira, Hamura, Bishabis Lailam, Afmaira, Hamura, Bimigdash Lailam. So this is an Agat today that we learn out of this Hekish of Shabbos to Mary Migdash, that just like Shmir Shabbos is La'ilam, the same thing, Mary Migdash is La'ilam. And that's why it's the Gabbis Manazah. Now here, there's Makim for a Chakira, which is really, they don't express it this way, but it's the Yisai that the Aruch L'Ner here in Agamara, and the Turi Yevan and Megillah of Ches, which Aruch L'Ner refers to, the side of their shaila. The shaila is the following. We learn out of a pasuk that is Mayra Mikdash Bizman Hazeh. What's the explanation of this limud? You can learn one way. That it's a gezeiras hakasuv about a certain mitzvah. Just like you have gezeiras hakasuv about other mitzvahs when it's Nageya. So you have gezeiras hakasuv about Mayra Mikdash. What is Mayra Mikdash Nageya? Gezeiras hakasuv is Nageya Bizman Hazeh. I think that's, I guess, the pashat way to learn. Or you could understand that, look, it's Pashit, there's only Mayra Migdash when there's Kedushas Migdash, when there's Kedusha. Look, as long as there's Kedusha there, it makes sense that there's a Din of Yira. If you have a place where there's no Kedusha anymore, Har Sinai. If the Shekhinah left Har Sinai, so Hema Yalu Bahar, there's no Din of Kedusha anymore. So you can learn that the Gemara is saying from this Limud that the Kedushas HaMigdash continues. The Mayra continues. Why? Because the Pasuk is Megalatas that the Kedusha of the Migdash continues. If the Kedusha of the Migdash continues, then the Mayra of the Migdash should continue. It should be totally Zebizet. So Seist, you can learn it's a straight Gezeres HaKosuv, or you can learn it's a Gezeres HaKosuv that has a Hezber to it. Because it's a Svara that, look, Shabbos has Kedusha, so Shabbos has Dinim. The Migdash has Kedusha, the Migdash has Dinim. So it's Mustaver then that the Gemara is saying that the Kedusha of the Migdash continues. So this is, you say to stick a question of how to learn the Dinim of here of our Sugya. The Rambam brings these halachas in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And there are two Rambams that are negeya to our sugya. First, the easy one is in Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says that you have to have Meir in the Beis HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh. Basically, brings our Gemara. Afal Bisha HaMikdash Hayayim Charav Bavay Neseinu Chayiv Adam B'Meirai K'may Shoyinay B'Bay B'Binyanay. You chayiv in Meir HaMikdash just like where the Beis HaMikdash stood. He brings a few examples. The Rambam learns that the din of a Tomei not going where he's not allowed to go is the din of Mayra Migdash, which is a Chiddush. Because it's a separate Isser for a Tomei not to go. The Rambam says a Tomei going where he's not allowed to go is violating Mayra Migdash. V'lo yeshiv ba'azara. If we have time, we'll talk about this. The Rambam says sinning is also an Isser, but as Lashon is, v'lo yeshiv ba'azara. It just needs a hezber. If sitting is chsaron of Mayra, then it should be in the whole harabayis. Agamara says that it applies to all harabayis. The Rambam says la yeshiv ba'azara. On yeshiva, he says it's also ba'azara. So if we have time, we'll come back to this. Why the Rambam says yeshiva ba'azara is aser al tmayra migdash? Grada, I saw once in the Sefer Mitzvah Sadia guy, and I saw somebody taking too, that our Gemara seems to apply this a din of Mayra Shabbos. It says those who have a minute to stand by Kiddush comes from a din of Mayra Shabbos. Then when you make Kaddish to Shabbos, you stand to show Mayra standing. The Rambam says Lo Yeshe, so that's where it applies. Obviously, you're not going to hold Shabbos stand, but for Kiddush. Anyway, the Lo Yekel Roishay Kineged Shar Mizrach. Yidal Bebel Kalas Reish, Shadem Arshav Saisi Tishmai Rubik Dashi Tiro, Mashir Shabbos Lo'ilam, Af Mayra Migdash Lo'ilam, Af Yishchar B'dusha Sayayim. So the Rambam brings additional dinim of Mayra Migdash, sitting, and the Tomei Goyim is not allowed to go, and Kalas Reish, and that this applies, Bizman Hazeh, he brings our drasha. So Klar, the Rambam paskins like our Gemara. The Turi Evan in Megillah wants to say that our Gemara is going like the Mandi Amar, Kedusha Shni Aloy Kishalas and Lavai. That there's no Kedusha to the Harabais Bizman Hazeh. And that's why I need a pasuk that Meira is Naiv Bizman Hazeh. So Turi Evan wants to learn that our Gemara is saying the first way, that the Kedusha doesn't apply, and that Afal Pikein is Exer Sakas of Amayra. So the Aruch Liner brings it. The Aruch Liner says, you see from the Rambam, not like him. Because the Rambam, who paskins Kedusha Shnia, is Kitchalas Elavai, nevertheless brings the Exer Sakas. So you see that Exer Sakas applies even if Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchalas Elavai. That still it applies. Not like the Turiya. So Al-Kaponim, this is Rambam number one, Perek Zayin, Al-Chazayin, brings Al-Gemara. What does he add? Additional examples of Meira Midrash. In Perek Vav, Halacha Tez Vav.
What are the possibilities?
Why do I need the pasik posh pshat to tell you there's a din of Meira? Would I have known it without this pasik? Pashtus, the pasik is telling us that there's such a thing as Meira Mikdash, but actually it says a Mikdash Yitiro. So you're right, it says it's Mikdash Yitiro. So if you hope to shed a kitchalas at Lavai, so why do we need a second pasuk? So the Aruch Liner is this kasha, and it's really a Turi Evan's kasha, which leads into his problem. So believe that we'll come back to it. There's a second Rambam. It's actually early in Perek Vav. The Rambam there says that the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash remains forever. Lefikach makriven karbanos kulan, afal pi she'ein sham bayis banoi. The Rambam says you don't need a Beis Hamikdash to bring karbanos. The Rambam says you're allowed to bring a karban bizman hazeh. There wouldn't be other problems of tumah, maybe. Actually, tumah is such a betzibur. But the Rambam says you're allowed to bring karbanos. You don't need a Beis Hamikdash to bring karbanos. You're allowed to bring karbanos without a Beis Hamikdash. You just go to the makam hamizbeach, or maybe you need a mizbeach. But you don't need a Beis Hamikdash. Truth is, it's Beferish Pesukim in Sefer Ezra. In the first parak of Sefer Ezra, when they come back, they bring Karbanos. The Beis Hamikdash doesn't get built till 18 years later. They come back 52 years after the Churban, and the Beis Hamikdash doesn't get built till 70 years after the Churban. But the Pasuk says they brought Karbanos. So the Rambam seems to say it's not a Bama, it's a Mizbeach. Lefikach makriven ha-Karbanos afal pi she'ein sham bayis banui. Today if we'd be tar, we could eat Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, even though it's not Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam says it's not totally in the Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishayna was Kitsha Shaita Ula Asad Lavay. The Rambam goes on, an unusual lashon for the Rambam. V'lama ani aimer b'migdash v'yerushalayim kedusha rishayna kitcha lasad lavai. The Rambam says, why do I say this? Why do I say that the migdash in Yerushalayim the kedusha is forever? U'kedusha shara eretz Yisrael in shvius u'maisris like kitcha lasad lavai. The Rambam holds that shvita b'zman hazeh d'rabanan and that maisa b'zman hazeh d'rabanan. So he says for eretz Yisrael it's not kitcha lasad lavai, and for the Harabayis, it is Kitchalas Elavai. So the Rambam asks himself, why do I say this? And for the Rambam, Lefishikdusha Samigdash Yerushalayim Ibnei Hashchina, Veshchina Eina Betela. Because the Kedusha has to do with the Shchina. The Shchina is not bottle. Vara Yuaymer, now he brings an important Gezeris HaKasim. Vashimaisi Yesmik Deshechem. There's a Pasik Vashimois is big to Shechem by the Teichacha. Vamru Chachamim, Afa Pisha Shemumim, Bikdushas and Hainaimdim. This is a Mishnah Megillah Daf Chav Ches. This is where the Turiyavim is coming from. The Mishnah says, Vashimois is big to Shechem, Kedushasan, Afa Pishahim Shaimimim. That the Kedusha of even a shul, but certainly the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, is Kadosh, Afa Pi, that it's destroyed. That's this Gezeres HaKasa, Vashimais and Yigdashechem, Kedusha, Afa Pi, Shehem Shaimim. So what does the Rambam say? Why is there a din of Kedushas Harabais Bezman HaZeh? Because the Kedusha doesn't change. Kedusha Ne'er Shechina, Veshechina Ne'er B'Teila, and the Melech it remains. Comes out later Rambam that the Harabais Bezman HaZeh has Kedusha Be'etzem, has Kedusha Be'etzem without a separate Gezeres HaKasav of Moira Mikdash. And then the question becomes, so now we have two Rambams and two Psukim. We have the Pasuk from Sefer Megillah, Shemaisis Mikdashaychem, which says that you're allowed to be Makriv today. And we have our Pasuk, which says you could, there's a din of Moira today. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam I said first, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, it's a one line Kesef Mishnah, it's one and a half lines. It says that there's a mitzvah Moira today. It's not the Kesef Mishnah. What's the Makar? So what should it say? Say Yavam is Davav, right? The Kesef Mishnah says, Beperek B'nei Ha'ir, which Masechta is that? Megillah. Perek B'nei Ha'ir, Dav Chav Ches. Ooh, Beperek Kamed Yavam is Davav. Brings two Makaris. Megillah Chav Ches and our Gemara. Why do I need Megillah Chav Ches? Megillah Chav Ches says that the Kedusha is still there. Our Gemara says the Meir is still there. Seems the Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam like the second side of Achakira, that is only Moira Migdash because Vashi Moises Migdashechem Kedushascha Mafal Pishem Shaimim, that since the Kedusha is still there, so therefore it's Shayach to say that there should be Moira Migdash. If I said the Kesef Mishnah held, it wouldn't be Shayach. If you hold that there's no Kedusha Bizman HaZeh, then it wouldn't be shayach a tzava of Meir Migdash. That's what the seems to follow from the Kesef Mishnah's Havana in the Rambam. So this is one way to learn the Gemara, the way the Rambam learned. Still a little shver. Why do I need to psuk it? Chayr, it says Mikdashi Tiro. It says Hashimais is Mikdashechem Tushasam Af Bishem Shaimimim. Chayr would know that the Meira is forever. Chayr, I would know that because the Bishem English continues. So Darach Lener is bothered by this. He says, if I understood correctly, he says, since the Meira is not from the Kedushas HaMikdash, the Meira is from the Shechina, he brings Marayis that the Shechina is not in the Harabayis today like it once was. He brings two Gemaras. He brings one Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It says, Asara Nisiya is Nasa HaShechina. The Shechina went, left the Harabayis in 10 steps, the Gemara says. Because the Shekadosh is from the Kruv, from the Kruv to the Kruv, from the Kruv to the Miftan to the Gag, the Gemara is a whole Cheshbon. So he says, since there's no, that's one Gemara Shechina, there's a second Gemara. Yuma Chaf Aleph, it says there were five things that were not in the Bayis Sheni, that were in the Bayis Rishon. And one, the Gemara says the Shechina. So the Aruch Haner says that since Bizman HaZeh, the Migdash has Kedusha, but Mimiyata Misiare, not from the Migdash, from the Shechina. So even though the Shechina is not there like it once was, so I need a pasuk to say this Meir of Bizman HaZeh. As the Aruch Haner says, now the Rambam said Shechina loy b'teila. Rambam seems to say the Shechina is still there. We have a Kabbalah that may oilam the Shechina never left the Kaislam Aravim. The answer is there are different levels of Shechina, right? Asara shalom din tayre, shchidu shri yivineim. Shnaim shalom tayre, shlashu shalom tayre, shchidu shri yivineim. Shnaim shalom tayre, shchidu shri yivineim. Afila echad, shchidu shri yivineim. There are different levels of gila shchina. So whatever level of gila shchina, it's less than it once was. So I would think there's no din mayra. So therefore, zakhtar achlemer, we have this gezeres hakasav. That's the way the Archel now learned. Grada, in the Shakla Vitaria, the Gemara, it's beautiful. Right, the Archel now is learning that the original Kedusha remained. Why do I need a Pasik to tell you Yira? It says Mikdash Yitiro. Because the Yira is not from the Mikdash, the Yira is from the Rabbi Nishalom. So it's very geschmack. The Gemara first brings the Drasha, Loi min Amigdash Atayare, Ela Mimisha Hizra Ala Mikdash. And then the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Ibizman Hazeh. You believe the Mikdash itself? It's Pashut. Mikdash is Kedusha Sa'iv and Bizman Hazeh. But since Elo Mimisha Hizra Ala Mikdash, and that Shechina, the Gila Shechina, is not there like it once was, so Meila need a second Pasuk. Okay, this is all the Rambam Shita, the way with Naik Bizman Hazeh. We assume that there is Kedusha. 100 years ago, even less, 80 years ago, there were Gedolei Eretz Yisrael that argued that the Kaisel is the Kaisel HaHazara. Kaisel HaMaravi is the Kaisel HaHazara. I think the brain is going, the Rav of Tzfas, the Ridvaz, the Slutsker Rav, held that you have to be Chayshish, that the Kaisel is the Kaisel HaHazara. The Slutsker Rav was an incredible person. He was a Rav in Slutsk. He was a Rav in Chicago. And he was a Rav in Tzfas. That's pretty incredible. He only left Chicago because the Mafia was after him. Because he did a lot for kosher meat there. The Mafia was in control of the butcher shops. And after they were out, Al Capone was alive then. After they were out to get him, that's when he moved to Tzfas. So he wrote the Ritvaz. It's a pirish on in Yerushalmi. It's a pirish on Ritvaz. He got into many mesechtas in Yerushalmi. But anyway, he was a takif, big takif. There are stories about him, incredible stories about him. But Shadron once told a story about him that he was very controversial. When he was yet in Slutsk, he had enemies. He was a young man. So they didn't like the Rav, so what they do? The people who snagged him went out and hired a new, they didn't have the guts to hire a new Rav in town. They hired a new Dayan. The Dayan was an innocent person. He didn't know that he was being brought in to knock the Rav. So it wasn't Brooklyn, there was one shul in town, right? The whole shul davened there. So they brought in a Dayan. So when he found out about it, he was very angry. He got up in shul on Shabbos. He opened Aron Kodesh. And he said, Rabbi Shalom, they're starting up with me or they're starting up with the Rabbanus? They're starting up with the Rabbanus. If I wasn't around, they would start up with me. Whoever did this shouldn't live out the year. Unless he has Mechila. He shouldn't live out the year. I don't even think he said unless he has Mechila. So I remember Rosh Hashanah telling the story that they closed the Aron. Devin Ozel was in Slutsk. Devin Ozel, Rabbi Zalman was in Slutsk. So Rosh Hashanah said that he sat down, he said, Devin Ozel, and he mentioned one other person, a Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, that sat next to the Rav. See, after he sat down, one of them said, what are you going to do if he lives out the year? So he turned to him, he said, lives out the year? He's not going to live out the month. The way Rosh Hashanah said it, if you would go over to Rosh Hashanah afterwards and ask him what happened, like he would slap you. He said it like with such a pashtus that of course that's what happened. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. That was the Slutsker Rav. Anyway, he held that the what happened? I wasn't there. The if you heard Rosh Hashanah tell it. Wow. Anyway, the we're talking about the Har Habayis. He held that the Kaisel was the Kaisel of the Hazara. It's already Makubal, I think, by everybody that it's the Kaisel of the Har Habayis, not of the Hazara. He held it was the Kaisel of Hazara. It's Makubla Vayas is the curse of Harabais. What?
The walls were destroyed.
The walls. No, the question is, what's Pshat in the Yerushalayim, in the Medrash Shirim? We have a Kabbalah that the bottom three rows of stones of the Kaisel remained, the Kaisel Maravi. And the question is, what Kaisel it's referring to. Okay, I got sidetracked. So this is the din, this is Shittas Rambam, this is the way we paskin, this is the halacha. And there are those who don't walk right up to the Kaisel, some Altira, but those who don't walk up, there are those who have a taina that if the Kaisel was sloped, the plaza may be over the part that's the Kaisel itself. They argue that a Tomei maybe is not allowed to go there either. That's all part of the tumbling that goes on with the Kaisel. At any rate, the halacha is that you're allowed to go up to the Kaisel and all these things.
Put your fingers in?
Yeah. Put your fingers in. It's a chumrah because the halacha is that if you build a room on the Harabayis that only has an exit outside, it doesn't have kedusha. A room on the Harabayis, even if it's on the kark of the Harabayis, but only has an exit out, doesn't have kedusha Harabayis. It's a gemara. So the argument is a crack in the wall, even if the crack in the wall is considered the Harabayis, but it's no worse than a room that only has an exit outside. There's no wall hole that goes through and through. So the question is why they have machmirim. The machmirim argue that if the crack wasn't a crack, bisman habayis, it was filled with mortar, with cement. So then it did get kedusha because it wasn't open to the outside. And now it comes out that you shouldn't be allowed to put your fingers in.
So I don't know. Maybe the bottom
also. I don't know. Gedali Yisrael didn't walk up to the kaisel. Many Gedali Yisrael stood always at a distance. The Gedolim, today the Kaisel is like a place to have parties, you know, it's already, there's no Yira and Eima there at all. But in the time there was Eima and Yira, they say that Shulayim Diskin fainted the first time he was supposed to go. They didn't let him go, he never went afterwards. He fainted, he was an older man, and from the Eima. So we talk about Mer Migdash, it's nice, you know, you can't wear your shoes, you can't take your money. But I guess the real thing is you're supposed to have Eima and Yira, which is inside the person. Just on the feet and on the in the packets. Okay, anyway, this is Shittas Rambam. The Ravid disagrees, and he doesn't agree that Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Asad Lavi. Now, here it's important. The Ravid is Masik in Perek Vav, the one I read second. The Lashon HaRavid is Peladik. The Ravid writes, the Rambam says Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Asad Lavi. The Rambam writes on the Rambam, Svarat Asma Hizu, the Rambam's own Svara. Lo yadati me'ayin loy. How does he know the Paschal this way? Bekama b'kaymis b'mishnah, im'ei migdash yirakev. The Mishnah is that Amashma, that if there's no Beis HaMikdash, that the Ma'aseh Sheni should rot, that you can't do it. He writes, Afilam ad yama kedusha shayna loy kitchel asid lavai. Say Alma Lamandi Yama Kedusha Shal Kitchalas Lavi Lecholak Be Migdash Yerushalayim L'Sharetz Yisrael. There's no difference. The Rambam is a Chalak in Eretz Yisrael, and the Migdash is no difference. V'lo Yoyd El Shani Aimer Afilu Rav Yosi Dama Kedusha Shnei Kitchalas Lavi Lo Yomar L'Sharetz Yisrael. The opposite of the Rambam says Kedusha Kitchalas Lavi is going at Eretz Yisrael. Avil Yerushalayim L'Lo Migdash Lo Yomar. But Yerushalayim the Migdash it doesn't apply. L'Fishahaya Yedeya Ezra Shah. Migdash Yerushalayim asidim lishtanais uliskadesh kiddush acher elami b'kvayd Hashem lo elam. So he says that Eretz Yisrael is a kedusha lasid lavai, not like the Rambam. And he says the Beis Hamikdash doesn't have kedusha lasid lavai, also not like the Rambam. He says this is the way the Ravid ends. Kach nigla li v'sayd Hashem li reyav. So he writes. Sounds again like the Slutzker Rav. Kach nigla li v'sayd Hashem li reyav. Tell the Kalashin. Not a Peltic Lashon. Today everybody has Gili Elio, right? But Kach Nigla Li Mesayda Hashem Lirev. I know, I suspected, when I learned this the first time, and I once mentioned in the Shir, that maybe it's a printing mistake. He says, Ezra was not Mekadosh to Migdash, because he knew, Asidim Ustadish, it was Kadosh Kiddush Acharei Lami. I thought maybe he should say, Kach Nigla Loi Mesayda Hashem Lirev. That would be more appropriate. The Ravid says it was Nigla to Ezra for Seilei Shammai. I suggested that this year. Someone got a hold of one of the Vatican prints of the Rambam with that song that Ravid, and there it says Li, same way it says here. So obviously it's a machlaikis that they felt strongly about. You can imagine. The Ravid holds the Kedushas have Nigdash is not Naim as Manazen, which means that you can't bring Karbonis as Manazen. So what are you going to ask? Like the Ravid? I tell you, like the Ravid, there's no Kedusha of the Har HaBayis B'Zanazah. So the follow-up question is, what about going there? What about walking there? The Ravid is not Masig in Perek Zayin. When our Gemara is brought, Av Mishayim HaBayim B'Sevim Yishkar of Chayiv Adam B'Meirai, then the Ravid doesn't argue. That means, the Ravid learns our Gemara the first way. The Ravid learns that really there's no Kedusha anymore in the Har HaBayis. There's no Kedusha. You should be allowed to go there when you're Tameh. You should be allowed to go there without Meira. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the Meira is afilu loyavayat, even after it's Charev. Even after it's Charev, that it remains. So that we have Machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam learns, the way Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam learns, our Gemara is saying that the Kedusha is still there, and the Meira is still there. It goes hand in hand. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah teaches, because he protects through the Gemara Megill. The Ravid learns, no, it's not a din in the Kedusha of the, because there's no Kedusha of his Manasseh. It's a din in the Meira of the Mikdash. It's a din in that. And that's a separate halacha. One halacha is not totally zebizeh. The two halachas are not totally one and the other. So these are the two chayil yaitzes of our Gemara, the Shita Sarambam and the Shita Saravid. And as I said, we pass like we always pass like the Rambam against the Ravid. And yeah. All right. So that is as far as the Etzem Drasha. Now, a few side nekudas. First of all, the Tav Taisus. Taisus is bothered by Akasha that there are two psukim that are similar. Shabsayse Teshmeiro, I mean, it goes together with Shavavi Maitiro. And there's a pasuk, Yishim Maitiro, Shabsayse Teshmeiro. There's a pasuk, Shabsayse Teshmeiro, Migashi Tiro. There are two psukim. The second pasuk with makish Shabbos to Migdash. That just like Shabbos is la'olam, Migdash is la'olam. So, I'm sorry, that's that we do dashin. We also dashin that just like Shabbos, there's no yira from Shabbos, it's from the Rabbi Nishalayim. Same thing, Migdash, there's no yira from Migdash, only from the Rabbi Nishalayim. So Taisus is bothered, why don't we do the same thing with Kibbut Av Eim? Why don't we say, Lime other the Imayata Misiare, Elam Imi Shahizir Al Mayra Avaim? Why don't you say the same thing? This Kasha bothers Taisus. Taisus has Tubshat. Tap Taisus. Gabe Aviv Lahutsuch Lime Kane. The Pshita Shaloyish Tachav Aloy Lashem Alohos. What's Taisus saying? Why don't we say by Kibbut Av Eim, Lime Aviv Atayare? So Taisvis, the Pshita Shleish Tachbal El Shem Elohos. By the Beis Hamikdash, I would think you bow to the Beis Hamikdash. Kamash Shalom, you don't bow to the Beis Hamikdash. You bow to the Rabbi Nishalayim. By Kibbut Av Eim, there's no Hava Mina. You would bow to the Father. And therefore, I don't need a pasuk. I've got to be Mikdash. It's Ruch Mishum Davah Davah Shemikdush. So according to Taisvis first teretz, Moira Av Taka is not Moira Av. It's Pshita that it's Moira Mimi Shamar. No, that what comes out of Taisvis first teretz. Yiras Aveim is a Yira from the Rabbi Nishan that was Mitzava on Yiras Aveim. Not a Yira from the personage of the parent. It's a yira for the bayriel that was mitzava on it. That's the way Tosis comes out. Rather, the Dibris Maisha here he brings in the Haris. So I don't know the makor for it, but he brings in this Tosis that bowing, which a mitzava not to bow to Hashemesh vayareach. Gemara says afilu shulshul katan, even a chain, not to bow. Rav Moshe says the issa to bow doesn't apply to people because the pshita shlo yishtaf alei shem alohus, a person, it's pashit that you don't bow to people, that doesn't mean alohus. And there's a minhag by Klal Yisrael not to bow. People today don't kneel, don't bow. Europeans especially have a minhag never to kneel. Even you want to, I don't know how you look under the car or anything, but the minhag not to bow, at least not with both knees. It's such a minhag. I don't know if it's a din minhag, it doesn't have a din minhag, but it's a prevalent thing. What?
Not to walk barefoot,
it's the same minhag. What? The same minhag, not to walk barefoot. No, not to walk barefoot is a superstition that comes from Avelos. See, walking barefoot is not from the Migdash. The thing of not walking barefoot, because it's an oval, walk barefoot once upon a time before they had sneakers. The Avelos used to walk barefoot, so today you don't walk barefoot. Today, even the Avelos don't go barefoot, because today we have cloth shoes. But kneeling is it's a harchaka siyag from Avodah Zarah that yidden don't kneel. If it has the din minig, I don't know. But it's interesting, Ramesha says that in Tanakh, every time people bow, you meet somebody, you bow to him. You have a shtachavah throughout Tanakh. And Ramesha says such a gather that a shtachavah to a person is not a there's no gather of not being mishtachavah to a person, l'kvaydai. But to other things, not to. What? That's not because he didn't bow. That's because it was Esav. Right? Because he didn't bow to Esav. But it's not also siyag of Avodah Zarah. It's because they're giving kavod to a Russian. Right? Anyway, according to Tosfos first teretz, it comes out that there's no yiras ein be'etzem. It's yira from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what comes out. The inami is a little different. The inami gabei aviv shayach meira. The second teretz says no. By aviv shayach meira on the person shaleach hisenu. Not to get him angry. But the Migdash, what type of year is there for Migdash? So the Gemara finds examples. But Taisa says, Shalei Chisen was included in Meir. According to Taisa's second Teretz, the Be'etzim is a din of Meir. Now, what the Rambam says about sitting, the Rambam says that there's an Isser to sit in the Azara, because of an Isser of Myra Migdash. The Gemara says, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Elo Lamalchus Beis David Bilvad. There's such a Gemara in Brachas, probably in more than one place. But the Gemara says, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Elo Lamalchus Beis David Bilvad. Only Malchus Beis David could sit in the Beis HaMikdash, nobody else. And that's why Yeravam didn't want the people to be out of the regal, because Rechavam, who's not his place, David, will be able to sit. He won't be able to sit. And that was all part of it. En yeshiva el l'machas beis David. From the Gemara, I would learn. It's a din in Kavod beis David. It's a din in Malchus beis David. The Rambam says not that way. The Rambam says that it's a din in Yira Samigdash. That there's no yeshiva. So then why can Malchus beis David sit? He's a hezmer. Why could Malchus Beis David sit? So I need some sort of explanation. What? What if he's Hashem's Melech? He can't. No, but I don't mean giving. You can give merit to him, but how's he allowed to not show merit to the Migdash? He's sitting. The Rambam is sitting as a chassar of Migdash. It's a covet, but it's not a covet for the Baruch Shalom, it's a covet for the Ma'am Melech. Dafka sitting? Maybe, I don't know. There's a piece in the Chiddush of Ari Leib. It's in the first Chelek, I think it's Simon Yud Tes. It's a beautiful piece on this. It's such a nice site. I like this site very much. It's a Bichiddush. He's grada. I don't know if he's going on the Rambam. He's going on the din of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Machzpeis Tov Bilvad, and on the Isser Yira to sit. He has a number of kashas. One is from the Mefarsh Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, I'm sorry, Zvachim, Daf Yotes, talks about the kiyar. You know, the Kayanim had to wash their hands and feet. The kiyar, that put the hand on the foot, at the same time stick in the water, is a very difficult acrobatic thing to do. So the Gemara at one point there says, maybe they did it sitting. Maybe they did it while they were sitting. So they sat down, and they picked up the hand and the foot, and it was arranged so that they could reach it. Sitting on a chair, you could do it. So Rabbi Aryeh Leib says, Rabbi Aryeh Leib asked, it's a Mefarsh Gemara, that is yeshiva. And he asks from a Rashi. Rashi says that you're not allowed to sit in the Migdash because it says, Lamoid Lushares, Rashi in Yuma Chafei, Lamoid Lushares. You have to stand when you base a Migdash. And he asks the Kasha that Lamoid Lushares, we dash in that the Avoida is Bamida. How do you know you're not allowed to sit B'chlau? Lamoid Lushares, only Avoida is Bamida. So what Rabbi Leib says, he brings a little more of Makairis to this, but he says that, oh yes, the third kasha, Gishmaka kasha, the Kohen Gadol stayed in the Azara the whole 7 days before Yom Kippur. He had to sleep. How did he sleep standing? The Kohen Gadol slept standing the 7 days. He had to sit or lying down, his left covered than sitting. Less Myra than sit. What? So the Kohen Gadol had to be there. At any rate, he has a nice yisayit. His yisayit is that the chesaron of Myra Migdash was to be oimid batel. If someone stood in the Migdash doing nothing, that's chesaron of Myra Migdash. You were not allowed to be there unless you were doing something at the time. You had to either be doing an avaida, but doing something, and since Lamoid L'Shares, all the Avodah has to be done standing, Memela Yeshiva is impossible. Memela you can't sit in the Azari, you sit in the Azari you can't do Avodah. Memela it's Aser. It's not Aser because sitting is Chasar and Yira. It's Aser because being a Yashin Batel, sitting and doing nothing, is Aser. Memela, when there were Hecha Timtzes where they had to sit for Tzarchei Avodah, for washing in the Kiyar, Or for the 7 days, the Gzeres HaKasim, it's not a Gzeres HaKasim, but it's a Siyogan HaKasim. It's a Smachtan HaPasik that the Kayin Gadol had to be there for 7 days. Once it's for the Tzairach HaAvayda, then there's no Isser. If it's Tzairach HaAvayda, then there is no Isser to be there. But the Yisayid he has, it's a nice Yisayid, it's a nice side that the Issa Yeshiva, Sarnanema is not sitting. Sarnanema is sitting and doing nothing. If you're doing something, that is not Sarn. So they couldn't go into the Azara. They went, they stood in the Narabayas. Who says that they were allowed to go in the Azara? It says that they stood, and it doesn't say in Kippur, it says on the. That they were there. So that's part of the Simba Sasheva, is also part of what they were doing. Which Rashi? Kapadria. V'loy v'shem avayda alas yitzrachav. Okay. Okay, it's Mashal Shem Avayda. Yeah, you can argue though that you're right. You could argue that Rashi means that it's not a Kapandria if it's L'Shem Avayda. You mean you're allowed to do a Kapandria L'Shem Avayda? Okay, Chinami. So maybe the money also, maybe that's the answer on the Kasha from the money. Maybe the money L'Shem Avayda is also a Heter. That could be a Teretz. Kasha we had, they took in money for the Shaifers to put in money for Karbanis. So maybe the same thing, just like Kapandria L'Shem Avodah is not Chasar in Eima. So maybe this is also not Chasar in Eima. Malchus Beis David. Oh, so the Malchus Beis David, is it L'Shem Avodah, as he explained it? Rabbi Leib explains I don't remember what he says. Could be says something like that that I don't remember. Okay. Explain how he answers the other kashas, but how he explains Machas Pit David. But I think it's the Iker what he's coming to explain. Okay. One last nakuda, spend the last few minutes on it, because I know that not everyone's interested in this. But there's an Aruch HaNer here who says the following. It's just the idea that you should know. He brings Vashimoisi es Migdashechem, that the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha even after it's Shamei. So Aruch HaNer says, how do you see that from the Pasuk? I told you, I don't know how to dash and things, but Aruch HaNer asks, how do you see Vashimoisi es Migdashechem, that the Kedusha is even after it's destroyed? What else should it say? Vashimoisi es Migdashechem. So he brings him the Taisis Yantif. Taisis Yantif and Megillah says that the drasha is because it says Hashimaisi Esmig the Sheikhem, and it should say Esmig the Sheikhem Ashamein Lashon Asid. Ashamein is Lashon Asid. It should say Esmig the Sheikhem Ashamein. I'll destroy your base in English. It doesn't say Lashon Asid. It says Vahashimaisi. Hashimaisi is Lashon Avar with the Vav Hamahapech. I mentioned in the past years that a vav changes lashon avar to lashon asid. When a vav hamahapech comes before a word, it changes it. The example I always give you is v'ahavtah es Hashem lekecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol midecha. Ahavtah means you loved, lashon avar. The vav switches it to v'ahavtah, which is lashon asid. So vav hamahapech. So the Taisis Yantiv says it should have said mikdashay yashamein. It says instead, that teaches us to make some sort of drasha. That's what he brings on the Taisis Yantif. On that, the Aruch HaNer writes that he doesn't understand what he's saying. The Torah always alternates between Lashon Asid and Lashon Avar with the Vav HaMahapech, and it's not Lashon Drasha, it's not for a drasha at all. That's his Tamiya. So he says a nice teretz. He says, where do we learn it from? It says Vashimaisis me the Sheikhem Voloy Ariach Aid Vareach Nichaichem. That's the Pasuk. I'll destroy your base of Migdash, and I'll no longer smell the Reach Nichaich. So I just say I won't smell the Reach Nichaich. If the base of Migdash is destroyed, there is no Reach Nichaich. So it must mean that Vashimaisis me the Sheikhem, you can still bring Karbanis, but it won't have the Maila of Reach Nichaich Lashem. But to me, it's an important Aruch HaNer, because the Aruch HaNer tells us such a clown. That when we have a Vav HaMahapech, I always wonder when does it use a Vav HaMahapech? It seems it uses a Vav HaMahapech more than Lashon Asid. Like Vayehi B'Mechash Verish. Vayehi is also such a word. Vayehi, Yehi. Am I wrong? Yehi, no, Yehi is Asid. I'm sorry. Vayehi is not a good example. Anyway, there are many such examples. V'Dibarta, V'Yamarta. Is Vav HaMahapech. So he tells us Klal that there's no rule, there's no drasha. Sometimes there's a rule, I know the rule, but there's no drasha when you have a Vav HaMahapech when you don't. So what? Yeah, no, it's a Gav Pashup Shat, that's Lashon Asid. But when does the Torah choose to say a word? Why does it say V'Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha? Why does it say Ehoyv Es Hashem Elokecha? When does the Torah choose to say Lashon Asid? And when does the Torah say the Lashon Avar and the Vav Mahapa changes to us? When does the Torah do it one way and the other? So we have your Maramakim. So from there he says that there's no rule. I'm sure that a year from now, even a month from now, maybe I'll remember them such Aruch HaNer, I'll have no clue where it was. So I don't know, I made a line under my Aruch HaNer, so I guess I'll just, if I remember it's Aruch HaNer, I'll be able to find it. But it's a nice insight to know. Alright, mitzvah to mitzvah, we go tomorrow to Hilchos Shabbos. To have our, it's a shall try to finish the Yom.